So, if you're out there in Radioland and you're hearing this, there are things that you can do. You know, if you're a carpenter, an electrician, or a mason, or you have any house building repair skills, you can go to New Orleans and you can do work. And even if you don't have any of those skills, you can go and pick up garbage and move debris and talk to people and sit down with them and listen to them. And you should contact Common Ground at commongroundrelief.org, and you should check out Community Labor United on the web, as well as the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, and do a little research at New Orleans Indie Media and Katrina Indie Media. If you can't go down to New Orleans, that's great, because there's more stuff that needs to be done in the area that you're at. And the first thing you should do is start talking to people. Keep this on the front of your mind, because what's happening in New Orleans is a citywide plan to displace and to gentrify at an alarming rate. And it could happen in a city or a town near you, and it is happening there. And the other things that you can do are look around and find out where evacuees are. They're probably in your town. They're probably staying with friends or neighbors, and maybe they want to go home. And so thinking about and talking about with your friends and neighbors about what are ways to support the right of return and the right to remain. How can we create a fund that enables people to make choices? Maybe providing arrangements for their travel expenses as a way to help them go back to New Orleans. Maybe they're in Massachusetts and they don't want to be there. Maybe they want to be in Southern California. But giving people an option for what they want to do instead of just saying, okay, you know, it's the middle of November or it's December or it's January 1st and, you know, Katrina was 5 months ago, so therefore I don't have to think about it anymore. I think that we need to keep this on the front of our minds and be able to provide options for folks who need them. You know, there's other things like understanding that this is an ecological event and there's a ton of environmental damage that's happened and that environmental remediation needs to happen, and people who have legal skills need to be involved, and stories need to be collected. Cop watch needs to be done because police repression is very intense. For all these things that need to be done and that people need to be supported in these ways, they can be done from wherever you're at. And it's just important that we keep this at the forefront of our discourse on race and class and what's happening in America.